This is Senior Talk, presented by Gentle Shepherd Home Care on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Dan Wilson, your host of Senior Talk. Senior Talk is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care. Visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com or by phone at 719-632-4036. And you can find out more information about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online today at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. This week on Senior Talk, we have as our guests Solaris Healthcare. Everybody's in the process of rebranding, but the consistency stays the same. And so I'm Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, your host right here on Senior Talk. So we're gonna talk through a few things, but first I'd like to introduce our guests and let you each just say a little bit about yourself and introduce who you are. We have Erica Carter, Anne Marie Ortega, and Kim York with Solaris Healthcare. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So Eric, are you willing to give a start since you're the public face often? I figure you're the one to jump in.
Yeah, that's so I'm a community liaison for Solaris. And so I work within the community. I speak to the providers and everything. So I'm just kind of the face of Solaris. And then our more of the content here and everything is Anne Marie and Kim. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate you being in this studio. Anne Marie, thank you so much for being in. I think we decided we'd met each other 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
It took this long to get to this place.
It did.
Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thanks for having me. So I'm Anne Marie. I've been with Solaris here in Colorado for 6 years. And that's actually how long Solaris has been here in Colorado. My job as the administrator is just overall compliance and kind of just running the ship, if you will.
Yeah, necessary part of the whole organization.
Absolutely.
If there's not a hub, the spokes don't do a whole lot.
It's true.
That's true. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
And Kim.
Hi.
Thank you so much. The first time we met you just today.
Yes. It's so nice to have met you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. So what is your role with Solaris?
My role with Solaris currently is the clinical director here in Colorado Springs. I've been with Solaris for almost 4 years now, and you know, it's just been a blessing to me and my family to work with them.
Yeah, I get that. You work in a wonderful industry. To a lot of folks, the industry can be confusing and scary.
Absolutely.
Which anything confusing, I guess, can be scary. Let's start off and let the listeners know just a little bit about who you are and how you got into this industry, because somebody giving an input is one thing, but if there's a background that you have that connects with your heart for what more of a intrinsic value of what you do for a living.
I can start. So the majority of my adult life, I've worked in some type of a human service field. Most recently, I was a director over with a nonprofit for senior services. That's really, all during the pandemic, it helped me really connect with those seniors. So really built my heart toward them and the things that they deal with the isolation and all kinds of socialization, especially during the pandemic and the additional needs that they are kind of coming up against, as well as seniors are living longer and they want to live a more a healthy life. They want to be independent and everything too. And so however we can bring those services to them, I really enjoy doing that.
Well, as the front face for the organization, mm-hmm. that's something that people look for, trustworthiness, yep, in that individual, in those eyes. Yep. And when someone signs up and it passes to Anne Marie, mm-hmm. or Kim, both of you kind of pick up the management side. How did you guys find yourself into this industry?
So I've been a healthcare administrator for the last 10 years. And, you know, it was nothing I think that I was looking at the time. But you know, a door opened and it intrigued me and it gave me an opportunity to see things from just a different view. And it's been a passion ever since. And I've worked, you know, facility, home health, non-medical home care, and then into hospice, kind of where my passion always was. And so nice. I'm just really happy and blessed to be here.
So you found your, found your way into this, which is how I found out about hospice myself, palliative. But Kim, I'm guessing being a nurse, you probably had a better understanding. How did you wander into hospice and palliative care?
You know, honestly, for me, it first started with the flexibility that hospice offers for a lot of nurses out on the front line when you're out there working and caring for patients. But then you realize it's so much more, right? You fall into this world of healthcare that gives patients and their families holistic care, and you're able to just spend so much time with them and give them quality of life. It's just amazing.
So you mentioned holistic care. A lot of times people who hear that would say holistic means I'm going to go to GNC and take herbs.
Right.
Is that what holistic care means in that?
It's the whole mind, body, spirit, you know, it's the head to the toe. It's helping them with every aspect of their life, right? Yeah. It could be psychosocial, spiritual. It could also, it gives a lot of support to the families, right? Because when you're in a situation, when you're a patient, it's so hard, right? It's a difficult place to be.
Worst day of your life.
Yeah. And it's a difficult place to be a caregiver of somebody with an illness, right? And so we're able to come in and offer support to the entire family. So it's holistic from that perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love the breadth, the span with which hospice and palliative take care of people. It's, you mentioned psych social, it's the social worker, it's the nurse, it's the doctor, it's the CNAs, it's the office, it's the whole, and everybody gets together.
Yeah.
And communicates about each person and says, by law, like everybody, it's mm-hmm. beautiful. It's there's plenty of things to complain about in any society, but I tell you what, it is an amazing part of being an American.
Yeah. And our philosophy is to put life first. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sorry about that for any who are triggered by that term on a Sunday morning. All right. We've danced around the term hospice and palliative. Can I ask you to just define with clinical simplicity, if you can, what is hospice and palliative?
Well, similarly, both of them coincide with a terminal disease process, right? One is palliative, where you're seeking treatment still, maybe you're getting chemo or whatnot, kind of where you're at in the process. And then hospice is more a focus on comfort care, right? Creating quality of life. We're not here to speed anything up or slow things down, but just to help you through your journey. And that looks so different for every single person. And so it's kind of hard in a short amount of time to kind of give a whole lot of specifics, but it's both put life first, but one can kind of also have a little bit extra when it comes to treatments and things like that. Whereas hospice tends to focus more on comfort care.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I love that. So when with comfort care, I've been told that the terminology is you transition from curative care to comfort care. Which means, but I know palliative dances on the edge of that. When, Erica, when you go in for an introduction to someone who's a brand new client or a potential client, someone who's been given, I assume they've been given a terminal diagnosis, and so that part has already, when you sit down with them, what are some of the questions that they ask?
What does hospice provide? Or also, what's the difference between hospice and palliative as well? So the best, I guess, the short quote I could say is it's comprehensive support and care for that person. And they work alongside with the current care providers, whether it's a facility or if it's a family at home. They work alongside with them to bring the needs of the person and the desires of the person to them to improve their life for that moment. Mm-hmm. So like Kim was saying, our motto or our mantra, I guess, is put life first. And so really it is, it's just increasing those moments that we have and that they have. So then they will have a lot of questions about specifics with care and everything. And then that's when The nurse will come in and do an assessment and answer some of those more medical questions and everything.
Absolutely. I know you say these things with repetition,
yeah.
and you hear these things with repetition, but often it's the first time others have heard it. Hospice, I like to take a look at myths, not the mythology, Greek mythology, but things that we're told that don't have a legitimate basis in fact. And so hospice seems directly connected with dying. So it seems like that's the only option. Is it pretty much 100% of the time when that happens?
Yes. Generally, hospice is going to be when the doctor refers someone into hospice care, it's going to be a prognosis of 6 months or less. So often someone, once they start receiving that support and that care, sometimes it'll improve their, their quality of life. That they'll go past that 6 months a lot of times. The support of their family.
So it's possible that hospice could extend
absolutely
that last season of your life. So that is an option.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely, and often it does. And it takes that burden off of the family members and everything too so that they can really just enjoy their loved one.
So hospice, I heard you say team. So you're saying hospice is a team that comes alongside the family and helps.
Right.
Okay. Two very valid pluses.
Yes.
But I assume not everybody with a terminal diagnosis, I mean, doctors are wrong sometimes.
Absolutely.
Not everybody with a terminal diagnosis. Do people ever leave or graduate hospice?
Absolutely.
Oh, Emery, so like you probably manage that in the office.
Yeah, we do. You know, the IDG team or the interdisciplinary group, you know, we review the patients every 15 days. And sometimes people improve on hospice. You know, you get that holistic care, you get an entire team that just really focuses on quality of life, and people improve sometimes.
That is a great place to go to a break. Thank you so much. Now, before we go, could I ask you, for those who are listening, saying, you know what, I think that'd be something that I would at least like to have a conversation with someone who's informed on this topic. Could you give your contact information so that people could reach out to you?
Sure. So they can go online to solarisfamily.com. Or we've got a 1-800 number that they can call that will it'll get routed to our Colorado Springs office or to Pueblo if that's where they're going as well. We're also up in Teller County. So the number is 1-888-376-5274. And again, that website is solarisfamily.com.
Thank you, and we will be right back with more Senior Talk with Solaris.
There's one place in Colorado Springs for all of your medical needs, and that's Affordable Medical Supply. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find at the corner of Circle and Constitution. They carry wheelchairs, walkers, knee scooters, full electric hospital beds, mobility equipment, lift chairs, and much, much more, even the harder to find items. Visit their showroom today on the corner of Circle and Constitution, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or give Affordable Medical Supply a call today at 719-632-4036. Our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care let seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing, meal preparation, and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Gentle Shepherd Home Care is Colorado Springs' premier and locally owned senior care provider. Give our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care a call today at 719-359-8371. Affordable Medical Supply is Colorado Springs' one-stop shop for all of your medical needs. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find on the corner of Circle and Constitution, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. From post-op supplies, compression socks, bathroom safety, braces, scooters, wheelchairs, and more, Affordable Medical Supply has a knowledgeable staff that leaves you feeling confident on how to use your equipment right. Visit Affordable Supply today or give them a call at 719-632-4036. Affordable Medical Supply.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. It is a good morning here with Solaris Hospice. I'm Dan Wilson, your host with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, in the studio with Erica, Anne Marie, and Kim with Solaris Healthcare. You're an encourager, Erica. I appreciate that. That is good to be around. we danced around conceptual topics with hospice and the some of the assumptions that go into it. I assume there are unique differences with Solaris Healthcare that others may not have or that are unique value propositions that you guys bring to the table. Can you talk me through what some of those might be?
Sure, I'll go. So we are clinician owned. Those same clinicians that began somewhere around 30 to 40 years ago, they're still over our organization.
Years.
Okay, 25 years ago, they're still over our organization. And so it's run from that perspective of clinicians and not from a CEO or business, more business people perspective. Although it's run very well, and they pay attention to the caseloads for the nurses. They pay attention to the burden on the CNAs and everything. And then we also have.
Why does that matter?
Because it's going to maybe Kim can speak to this a little bit more. But
absolutely, Kim. Why does it matter when the ownership of a company would value and prioritize the caseload that a nurse or CNA would have?
It has a direct impact on patient care. The patients get top quality care. They have nurses and CNAs that aren't stressed out running from patient to patient, coming into their homes or meeting them in the facilities. So it increases the quality of care that they're able to get. We're able to take our time and spend whatever's needed for these families and these patients. It's huge. It's life-changing, and it's life-changing for the nurses, to have work-life balance. It's huge for everybody.
Yeah. Happy workers are good workers.
Absolutely.
Anybody who has walked into a store or a service and had the person just had the most rotten day in the world understands what it's like to have someone who would rather be anywhere than right there because their boss isn't listening to them. They might love what they do, but they certainly are not being valued and they aren't being given the tools to do what they... And having that value from a clinician-owned organization, I can see would really make a difference.
It does. And we also own our own medical equipment. So having our own DME company provides us to be able to get the supplies that the families and the patients need a lot quicker.
It makes a difference when you don't have to wait on a third party.
Exactly.
Well, there's values on values. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You guys have a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge working with hospice in our local community. What would you say is the number one differentiator of Solaris Hospice? Or what does someone who's maybe been given a diagnosis and is saying, I need to find someone. I was told to call this company, but I think the person who told me to call them is probably friends with that company. What do they ask? What do they look for? What are the steps?
Some steps. So I know that something unique as part of the first part of your question is that we have our team, if they're going to be put on palliative, the patient's going to be put on palliative, the same team's going to follow them. So a lot of times there's going to be a separate hospice and a palliative team. And in our case, that same nurse, the same CNA, in general, we'll be able to follow them into hospice care as they transition. So a good portion of the palliative people that come on are just seeking that additional curative care and seeing, how that will go. And then if they transition over to hospice, then they already know the people that are coming into their home, into their facility. They already know the quality of care that they're being provided.
Yeah, you don't have to meet all new people.
Right. Yeah, so that's one of the points.
I know I like going to the same doctor every time.
Yes, seeing the same face and they get to know you well and they can provide that care and the aspects, the unique aspects of each one of the individuals that they care for.
Very nice. So once starting hospice or palliative service with Solaris Healthcare, what can a patient and their families expect?
Kind of that process from start to finish is those referrals come directly into our referral intake coordinator and our then given off to the nurses to do consults, admissions, walk the families through that hard time and those questions that they have right up front. We also provide what we call tuck visits the next day after an admission, which is to kind of circle back to the patient and family and ensure that they don't have any questions. They're comfortable with everything that happened the day before. And it keeps everybody on the same page for that patient. Communication, transparency, and patient care is huge.
I love that.
from a nursing perspective, you know, when we come in and do a consult or an admission, it's like wearing a superhero cape. Because, again, to speak to being a patient, being a caregiver is really hard. And we can come in and we can say, let us take that burden. Let us share in that with you and walk along this journey with you. It is so huge when we're able to give families and patients a safe place to land with suggestions on medications, equipment, you know, again, going back to just increasing that quality of life in that household or in that facility setting, because unfortunately, a lot of our seniors that are in this situation, their children aren't always down the street. They're not always living with them, right? Yeah. They're in a different state.
We live in a very mobile society.
Yeah, so we can...
Like state to state.
Yeah, so we're able to come in and kind of be their eyes and their ears and help care for their loved ones and be able to, you know, offer that support that the kids need for their loved ones. So it's huge, yeah.
The thing I hear when it comes to this industry is I feel like I waited too long. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to think it was what it was. And so there's a delay. And one of the biggest delays I've seen over the years as to why people delay exploring hospice benefits is fear. Mm-hmm. It's not a comfortable topic. So what advice do you have for listeners who might be confused or fearful or perhaps even in denial of the realities of the aging process?
I think, you know, when we hear that a lot, we hear the fear a lot, and people delay reaching out to us because there's that unknown. And it is one of those misconceptions for hospice that if I sign up for hospice, I'm dying in the next week. When really, you know, we've had patients who have been on service with us much longer, and it is because they get that good quality care. Mm-hmm. So I would say to those who have fear of that, you know, it really comes down to that quality of life. It's not a death sentence to sign on to hospice. And that you have a whole team that wants to wrap their arms around your entire family to care for each of you.
You know, Anne-Marie, you're right. When I first found out about how hospice and palliative work, I asked if I could actually just sign up with that for my own. I thought it'd be great having people just come and help, but they did say that that's not the stage I'm at right now. I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, you know, death is very taboo to talk about, right? Even though we know that it's going to happen to everyone. And so, you know, we come in, and so many times families and patients say, I wish I wouldn't have waited so long. This is great quality care. And, you know, when you're in that situation and you're faced with that fear of hospice is knowing, you know, you don't have to walk it alone.
Yeah, you have a team.
You do.
Well, and I used to say single parents were my heroes because I have three amazing kids. And I wasn't the greatest dad in the world. I was pretty busy with whatever I was doing. And so single parents were my heroes, but that was until I met hospice CNAs. The work you do is truly wonderful, and it makes our world better. So thank you each for that, for your role in the role you play. There's a term I've heard brought up a couple of times today that I'd kind of like to circle around to at the end. It's I'd like to get an answer from each of you individually, if I could, because company mottos can mean something different to everybody, but hearing it with repetition means somehow it found its way into your heart. And the term is put life first. Can you tell me what that means to you? Kim, are you willing to start?
Sure. Yeah. Putting life first is for each individual, but, you know, different is that quality of life, right? Maybe that means less hospital visits. You get to spend more time at home with your family. You're able to have certain medications, right? Because hospice can come in and we can tweak things that hospitals can't, that other doctors can't. And that really increases their quality of life. So really it is all about putting life first. How can we maximize the time that you have left? Because none of us know exactly what that is, but let's make the best of it together.
I love nurses.
Yeah.
So detailed and tactile in the approach, in more of the office perspective, in running the business process. Anne-Marie, what does Put Life First mean to you?
From an office perspective and from my perspective, you know, I absolutely second, you know, what Kim said about, you know, that quality of life. But even just from the management perspective, it's making sure that, you know, we can train anybody to do anything, but finding the right employees who have the right heart for what it is that we do and the passion for what we do, and making sure that our patients and their families have the best possible care is putting life first.
Beautiful, beautiful. Erica, I know you often are the first person to speak with a client, and so how that resonates in you would probably be their first assumption of what that means. What does that term mean for you?
Yeah, so I have the opportunity to educate in the community and to educate those people that are kind of the first contact, their first exposure to the idea of hospice, really. And so I really love that. And there's traditionally been a stigma around hospice, absolutely. And like Anne-Marie had said, it's by no means a death sentence or anything. So unfortunately, one of the statistics is that up to 40% of the people that go into hospice will pass away within about 2 weeks and everything, which is unfortunate because there's so much of an opportunity to enjoy that time and to get in sooner. So yeah. My recommendation when I go in is, you know, the sooner that you start getting this care and the support around you, then the better that your life is during that time, and the better for the family members and friends that are around them as well. So putting life first is really just taking that opportunity as soon as you can, getting past the stigma really, and just knowing that it's really that full comprehensive care and support, not just for the patient, but also for their family. And our website is solarisfamily.com. So it's really just enveloping the entire patient. So.
Well said. Not surprising, but well said. Well said. Well, it happens every week, but we are just about at the end of our time. Thank you guys for coming in and sharing your information. And thank you for the good you do. Keep up the good work. Be encouraged in your good work. But before we go, could I ask you to give give your contact information again and let the listeners know how to get in touch?
Absolutely. So our website is solarisfamily.com, so S-O-L-A-R-I-S, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y.com. Or you can call the number 1-888-376-5274, and you'll get in touch with someone that will lead you just to the place that you need to be. We're in Colorado Springs, we're also in Pueblo, and we're all throughout Teller County as well.
Erica, Anne-Marie, Kim with Solaris Healthcare, thank you so much for coming in today to Senior Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply, online at affordablemedmart.com or by calling 719-632-4036. And find out more about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online at gshc.com or gentleshepherdhomecare.com or by calling 719-359-8371. Be sure to join us next and every Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8 right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Colorado's longest running and most listened to Senior Talk radio show, Senior Talk, presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care.